Asked during a state budget committee hearing his stance on decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana possession, State Police Chief Paul Weitzel said he thought the drug should be legalized and taxed. Later, the state police issued a statement distancing itself from Weitzel's comments, saying the chief simply understands the theoretical arguments. But earlier this year, Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Brent Steele proposed making possession of less than 10 grams of marijuana a civil infraction, with those in possession subject only to a fine. Steele argues the state should spend its resources more wisely on addressing violent crimes. An Indiana University political scientist, Edward Carmine, says the fiscal argument is how the marijuana decriminalization issue can make it past the ideology stage.
What is exactly the trade-off in terms of reasonable laws that prohibit drug use versus does it really make sense to expend a lot of resources on trying to prevent modest amounts of marijuana use?
Carmine says it's possible, maybe even likely, Indiana will wait to see how other states proceed before acting, but concedes the push has more momentum than ever before. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.